It all began in the Poultry Building at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. That was the beginning of one of the best space museums you'll find anywhere in the world. Perhaps it's an unexpected city to find such a museum, but if you've ever visited there, you know that the experience is amazing. It's next on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. It was a simple beginning for what is today one of the premier museums to be found in the country.
We had a visionary woman named Patty Carey in the community who felt that it was important that students and families in central Kansas had access to the science of astronomy and the science of space travel.
Mimi Meredith shares the story from what became the Cosmosphere in Hutchinson, Kansas. The original site was a bit low-key back in 1962.
It all started with a planetarium, and she put together a planetarium show, and the location was the Poultry Building of the State Fairground.
Today, the Cosmosphere has a grand building all to itself, easy to find with huge rockets towering above the roofline. Mimi says it's
the greatest space museum in the world, and that's not an exaggeration. We have a collection that is second to none.
How did such a museum wind up here? Well, the founders watched for NASA's surplus sales in the early days before NASA even thought that 1960s space stuff would be more than just junk. They gathered enough spare parts in Hutchinson to land one of the greatest space artifacts of all time.
So, for example, Max and Patty collected all of the parts that belonged in the Apollo 13, and we collected 80% of the interior of the Apollo 13 capsule before we even had the capsule. We were able to restore the Apollo 13 because we had all of those items on hand and then preserve it. And that's why it's here, is because NASA and the Smithsonian were so impressed with our efforts.
You've really got to see it to believe it. More next time from the Cosmosphere as we travel the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.